might have talked about this before, but when I'm making art, 90% of the stuff I make is actually shit. It's just the nature of things. 10% of it ends up being good. So I'm always playing a losing game. I'm constantly like, this is shit, this is shit. And I've got to find momentum from nowhere to try and win. So like I'm down, I've got to try and win. And then when I finally crack something that's pretty good, then I go, oh, thank God I've done it. Then I put it out there and I'm back to square one, losing again. So I kind of feel like I put myself in this position where I'm constantly behind and I constantly feel like I'm losing and I've got to try and find a way to win out of nowhere. Like a comeback. Every time I sit down to write, I feel like I've got to try and make a comeback. Yeah, it's a weird profession. I've been doing this for 2 to 3 years now. And it's a battle against your own mind. And I'm willingly putting myself in a mental straitjacket and to try and wiggle my way out, try and create a little roadmap out of the stupid little labyrinth I've found myself inside my brain. But when I've read other people's words that are great, they provide the way out of my brain immediately. So I get that when it's done, it can have it's an amazing effect when words are done well, and they can provide a map out of the bullshit of the brain immediately. And so I love that about good words, but also words can lose us if they're badly written, or a shitty idea, or just an idea that's just trying to appeal to the moral fashions of the time. Then it can trap us inside our brains. And so yeah, the other day I was exercising, just riding on a bike. I was just trying to sweat some shit. As exercise makes me feel slightly sane again too. Always trying to outrun myself. Get away from myself. And I was listening to some podcast, and it was using all these popular psych words and buzzwords, and I could feel my body struggling while I was exercising. So, and I thought, I can't listen to this. So I put on a podcast, and it was Woody Harrelson, and he was talking normal stuff with original thoughts, no buzzwords or cliche. He was just saying opinions from an older statesman of the entertainment industry, and it was entertaining. It was a guy who'd dumped all the fashion bullshit words behind a long time ago, and he was purely himself. And all of a sudden, I could feel while I was exercising a relief. My body felt like that was medicine, and I felt like it was almost like an anesthetic. And it was a relief to hear the words took the pain in my body away. And it was just a nice reminder that how powerful words can be when they're done well, and how dangerous they can be when they're not done well, but disguise themselves as supposedly words that are trying to heal people. It's a funny one, because I'm just, at the moment, I'm constantly trying to struggle out of all these straitjackets every morning, trying to write myself out of my crazy brain, to try and make just write one true sentence that makes pure sense. And at the moment, I'm trying to write a lot of very short, quick sentences rather than my little rambles. And I find it a relief to try and write something that's under 10 words. I find it really hard. It's more difficult than me trying to express an idea across 200 words, just 10 to 15 words. So I'm finding that a really interesting process. And I find that I have to have more courage as a writer to actually only limit myself to 10 to 15 words. For me, the effect when it's done well by other people, I always think, oh, that's like a breath of air going through, breath of fresh air. But when there's a ramble, it's like, okay, you're going to make me do homework while I'm reading your thing. You have to read through everything you've done. This better be good. But when 10 to 15 words are done really well, I feel like It's just, oh, that's a brain pill, and it makes me feel really good. But there's courage in it, and it takes, for me, it takes courage to just limit myself to 10 to 15 words. And sometimes it can, it's in danger of coming across extremely hallmarky and trite, or actually kind of beautiful, and lifts can relieve myself and hopefully the audience of the burden of time. And so that's my little challenge to myself at the moment, writing these little quick thoughts that can unpack a lot in a little. And it's talked about a lot. There's so many quotes. I can't remember who said it, or some famous author. Sorry, I didn't have enough time to write you a shorter letter, so I'm giving you this long one. Something like that. I don't know, some 20th century writer. I don't know where this is going again, but I'm just, I love how these short things can be such medicine. And I love just the old people saying original thought when they know who they are, they know exactly, they don't give a shit about fashionable words and buzzwords and fashionable concepts. They know, and it's a relief, and it takes the pain away in the body. Just old people saying real things, not young fake people saying borrowed concepts. And short things, short little true things that are little, just like a, it's like, oh, that's a relief to read that. Yeah, I don't know what the link is between those things, but yeah, there's kind of a courage in both of them, the courage to say that those short little things, and the courage that old people naturally get over time just to be themselves, because they can't be bothered anymore. It's like, I may as well just be myself. I'm running out of time. What's the point? You always feel like the older you get, more truth you say. There's too little time to lie anymore. But yeah, you can't really hide a lie in a short sentence. Oh, with the exception of advertising. What the advertising is really good at is it says something very simply to complicate life. And when things are said very simply in a very short sentence, it feels like the truth. But actually, a lot of advertising says very short, simple things to complicate the shit out of your life, because they need to sell it. They're trying to make money, so they want to complicate your life. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to make money. So there is that weird balance. There you go. I've just talked myself around in circles. There is that weird, that strange thing where something that's said simple can pass as the truth. So, and you can feel it when it's bullshit, and you can feel it when it isn't. But yeah, I worked in advertising for 2 years, and I often see, I had to do that. I had to write these short little things to convince people to buy stuff, where I was writing short stuff, and the shorter the thing, the more it passed as the truth. But really, I was just trying to complicate people's lives. But I see it on LinkedIn all the time. I see people in advertising, they're still trying to convince themselves they're saying true things when they're not. I was guilty of that for two and a half years or whatever it was in advertising. But I learned a lot. And I guess sometimes when there's a popularly held truth, I like to go to the other end of the seesaw and find the small truth in opposition to the popular truth. And so that's where my skills from advertising have come in handy, because sometimes that can be the more interesting truth. And to be able to convince people that that's tiny truth in opposition to the very fastly held popular truth, sometimes that can be a massive relief. And so being able to say something very simply can highlight that unpopular truth. And so that's the thing I learned from advertising, I guess. I'm going backwards and forwards and talking myself around in circles, but I love it. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this on Spotify or Apple or a comment on YouTube, I'd love that.